With KAZU News, I'm Krista Omenzon. The Monterey Jazz Festival, which supports KAZU, is one of the most iconic annual jazz events in the world. Yet, despite making its home in Monterey, this region rarely produces the young talent who perform during the event in the Next Generation Jazz Orchestra. But as KAZU's Dylan Music reports, this year is different.
A group of about 20 teenagers warm up in a music room. Saxophonists are in the front row, the drummer's behind his set, trumpeters are in the back. Paul Canto stands at the front of the room. He's turning pages of music on a stand in front of him.
Please be aware of these pyramids in the brass. Boom, 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 boom.
Canto is the director of the Next Generation Jazz Orchestra.
Yeah, no faster. Let's try it here, okay, guys? One, two, three, four.
The orchestra is made up of some of the best high school musicians from all over, New York, Texas, even Israel. Earlier this year, 154 students auditioned to be in this all-star band. Only 21 of them made the cut.
It takes a certain, I would say, almost like an Olympian style of dedication to become a Next Generation Jazz Orchestra member.
In the back row, Akili Bradley from Seaside practices a solo trumpet number. She's the group's only female instrumentalist. Akili's exposure to jazz started early.
When I was in my mom's womb, they were playing Miles Davis, so I've always been listening to jazz. And it's always been a style that I've really enjoyed because of the creativity that's involved and creating something new together.
First, her dad bought her a set of toy percussion instruments. By age four, she was learning the piano. In the fourth grade, she picked up her first trumpet.
And then in fifth grade, I decided this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
But even for someone as dedicated as Akili, securing a spot in the Next Generation Jazz Orchestra was no easy feat. This was her fourth time trying, and her first time making it.
It's a huge honor. I'm really excited. So it's a combination of yay, I got in, and yay, I finally got in.
And finally, Monterey County is represented in the band. It's been more than a decade since that's happened, and this year, two local musicians are in the Next Generation Jazz Orchestra. Isaac DeVera from Monterey also made the cut.
Well, I have perfect pitch. All right, so basically, like if someone plays like a key on the key, like on the piano, I could tell what pitch it is. That's an F.
Like Akili, Isaac also showed interest in jazz at a young age. He began playing piano when he was in the second grade and settled on guitar by sixth grade. As part of the Next Generation Jazz Orchestra, Isaac and Akili toured around Japan this summer and also played locally. It all wraps up at the upcoming Monterey Jazz Festival, where they'll be performing on the main stage, opening for Grammy-winning headliners Pat Metheny and Wayne Shorter.
I mean, I think it's unbelievable that I get to perform on the same stage as, like, Miles Davis and, like, Sonny Rollins.
The main stage is pretty incredible. It's just, it's a huge stage, lots of people, lots of excitement. And to just be able to be standing where so many of my influences have stood and played is just pretty incredible.
Let's try letter R, saxes.
And for Paul Kantos, the orchestra's director, inspiring the next generation is what it's all about.
To achieve moments where they do that which may seem impossible, and those moments are so precious.
Dylan Music, KAZU News.